All right, that's it. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Mr. Chair, so moved.
Awesome. Is there a second? Is there a second person?
Second.
Thanks, Jason. All right, so move. Next, the approval of the agenda. I do want to make one motion to add the business association formation to the agenda as number 7. I will move to approve the agenda. Is there a second?
Second. Gloria.
Awesome. So move, and that'll be added here to the agenda. All right, to kick us off, we'll get started with our public officials update. Not sure if these folks were able to join since we typically meet on Mondays, but we'll see who's on the line. Do we have APD on the line?
Marcus, Lieutenant OTT is aware that we're on this evening. He did appear last evening, but he's aware, so maybe he's running a little late.
Okay. And then 311. Didn't see them confirm. All right, that being said, we'll shift to the Public Safety Committee update if there is one. Otherwise, we'll jump into the rest of the agenda.
Well, I was going to hold with Lieutenant Otiti. He has some more data about criminal activity. I kind of have data as to specific items. One is the larceny and the snatch and grab over at the amphitheater, but which, if you don't object, once he comes on, I can kind of piggyback on some of the data.
Yes, if we get him on, then we'll shift back if there's no issue with that or no motion to not do so. Shifting gears next, we've got the Liquid Heights Elementary update. We've got a few representatives from the city of Atlanta.
Hey everyone, thank you so much. So I'll keep it, sorry, I'm having difficulties with my camera, so I'm gonna, let me see if you're able to see. Okay, perfect. So I'll keep it nice and short. We've been working with some really incredible volunteers from your association, Marcus, Gloria. You know, I see a lot of you online here, Travis. Thank you all for your input throughout this process. We've been hosting community advisory team meetings with the team, planning a first public meeting for you all. And I'm going to go ahead and put the flyers in the chat. So we're going to be having a public meeting next week on November 20th. And then we're going to be having one in December. And these are going to be a really great time for you all to come out and provide input on the Lakewood Heights Elementary School's future, what design elements you would like to see, what uses, blended housing, other amenities. I'm also putting a survey in the chat, which kind of walks you through some of the questions that we'll be going over at the public meeting. We'll be using all of the input from this survey to help to draft some preliminary boards, presentation materials, some preliminary ideas that we're going to run by all of you at that first public meeting. But essentially, we're working with AUD, with the Atlanta Public Schools, and we're helping to re-envision what the next chapter for Lakewood Heights Elementary School looks like. So we're super excited to pour all of your input into this design and create a really a master plan that works for everyone for the property, which we will then take back to the Atlanta Public Schools Board in January and then work to get the site rezoned based on the recommendations of the community. So we're going to be giving you updates throughout that entire process on the progress of the planning as we go forward, but we're going to be using these public meetings to really drive the design recommendations. So we hope to see all of you there. The flyers have the dates and times, but it will be at the John C. Burdine Neighborhood Center next Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. And we're looking forward to it. So I'll stay here for a second and then answer any immediate questions you may have about the site. We are thinking it's going to have some housing. We are hoping to preserve the existing building structure and really pour into the history of that site and how catalytic it is. So those are some things that we really want to make sure are included, but otherwise we are open to the neighborhood feedback.
Awesome. We've got one hand, Heather.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks for sharing this information. Since we're only getting a 1 week notice of next week's meeting, is there any consideration for this to be held hybrid since there's such little notice for a public meeting on this?
I really appreciate that. I will talk to the team and see if we can put in a hybrid component, definitely for those that aren't able to make it out. But like we said, apologies for the short notice on this first public meeting. We will be having a second public meeting in December. On December 18th, which is the second flyer. So we really encourage everyone to come out to the second meeting if they're not able to make it to the first, and also to provide feedback in the survey before and after. But definitely, we want to make sure that we can get people's feedback. So I'll take that back to the planning team and see if there's a way to do a hybrid.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other questions for Carolyn? All right, next on the agenda, we've got some students from Georgia State's Andrew Young Graduate School. Didn't see them on. Are you guys on by chance?
Hi, we are.
All right, perfect. Awesome. I'll pass it to you guys.
Christiana?
I didn't see Christiana in the invite.
Okay.
On the...
She might have had some connection issues, but this is Aline Stone. I'm also a part of this group. Thank you so much for letting us be here. So we are students at the Andrew Young School. We are public administration students, grad level course. And this year, this semester, we are working with Councilman Winston on an assessment of bus stops in the district. We are considering the safety conditions, the reliability, perceived reliability and safety. Safety can include crime and safety from traffic. And we're really just looking to get riders' feedback and see where what people thought about bus ridership in the district, where you are. Do you ride the bus? Do you not ride the bus? What are factors that affect your decision to ride or not? I know we do have a a survey I'm happy to share in the chat, but I don't know if there's a best way to collect feedback from the leaders here and from all of the constituents who are here as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the survey would be great if you want to drop that into the chat. Okay. And those who are interested can also fill that out. I know Christiana mentioned potentially soliciting folks to do an actual interview, whether it be on the phone or in person. So I'm not sure if anyone wants to volunteer to provide some feedback, especially those that may ride public transportation quite often here in Lakewood Heights. But yeah, maybe drop it in the chat and then we'll
sure.
See if you can fill it out for us.
Certainly will. And you can remain anonymous if you prefer. I think we do ask for your name, but it's optional. What we really want is your feedback and your ideas of a ridership. And that's what's really most important. So if you want to be brutally honest, good or bad, you're able to stay anonymous if you prefer.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Any questions for, was it Alana?
Aline.
Aline, excuse me.
No, you're fine, you're fine.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Next we've got, we've got one question, looks like. Kelly.
Yeah, just want to say I clicked the link, but it's saying I don't have permission to view or respond to the form. So you may need
to... Oh, goodness. Thank you. I will try to fix that right now.
Okay. Thank you.
I just changed it. Let's see if that works so fast. I hope maybe.
Yes, it does. Hold on, let me see. It just says untitled form.
Yeah, I got the same thing.
Yeah, so.
Shoot. Oh,
But we're still here if you want to take the
Yeah,
front
yep.
room call.
And my apologies. Anyone can respond. Let me try this one and hopefully this will work. And thank you so much for trying. I appreciate you.
No problem.
All right.
Messing with
Hi, are we
the
up? Is ANDP up now?
All right, yeah, it looks like that survey now worked. Cool. So now we'll shift on. Thank you again, Helene. ANDP, you're up.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I'll take a minute to introduce myself and my colleagues on the call. I'm Ashani Omard, and I serve as Senior Vice President of Strategic Housing Investments for the Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership, also known as ANDP. We are a 34-year-old nonprofit that has been serving Atlanta through the development of mixed income housing, which includes affordable housing. It includes homeownership housing and creating pathways to wealth creation primarily through our homeownership. We also have a loan fund that provides low-cost debt to both private and nonprofit developers that are also focused on building housing, and we also do community engagement through the work that we do with a national organization called NeighborWorks America. We are excited to present some information today that we'll go into. But before we do that, I'd love for Jay Perlmutter as well as Andy Schneckenberger to introduce themselves.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jay Perlmutter. I'm Managing Director of Single Family and super excited to be here tonight. Thanks, Ashani.
Hey, y'all. I'm Andy Schneckenberger. Good to be back with you again. I'm going to be helping ANDP out with the rezoning process associated with the project that we're about to talk about.
And I have to apologize. I'm actually at my son's basketball game. So, in the interest of trying to not have y'all hear whistles constantly, I would love to punt the mic over to Andy to share more about the project we're going to talk about.
You want to take it, Jay, or you want me to?
Well, I mean, just to set it up, I think, one of the things is that some of this room might remember ANDP was, has owned this parcel along St. John Avenue since 2021. We were previously partnered with a multifamily developer to explore a development on the site that would have included tax credit apartments. And so through them, we did present on the site before, and we heard you all loud and clear. There was a strong demand for home ownership on the site and not rental. So we went back to the real drawing board and, started thinking about the site again. And that's what led us to be here today. We've had some, and so I'll let Andy sort of overview the site a little more for those that are unfamiliar with it and what we're asking of you all today. But I think the key thing is this is early. We're still in the development and drawing stage, and we're not seeking any approval at this juncture. So, but thanks for the time, Andy.
Bottom line, folks, is there will be a rezoning necessary because of the way that the zoning is configured right now. It's kind of out of whack. I can show you a map in a second. The idea is to move forward with a for sale townhome development on the property. It's the far western edge of the community on undeveloped. It's the vacant property right now. Can you guys enable screen sharing? I've got a zoning map and a location map to show just to make sure everybody's clear.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me 1 second.
Okay. But basically, we want to make sure that we have a conversation with Lakewood Heights about this project, and you know, we'd love to present the idea that's being considered for development, but also get some feedback. And so we were hoping to propose a meeting for next Wednesday on the 20th. Looks like that's booked, but maybe we can carve out a little bit of time ahead of time, or afterwards, maybe, depending on what makes sense for folks. Just
yeah, and Andy, actually, what we'd like to do today is do a quick poll, which I think Marcus is going to help us out with, to see if either Wednesday or Thursday works for residents.
Yep, and I can kick off that poll right after.
Thank you.
Okay. So this is the property. You can see it's right up against 7585 on the edge. There's a stream that runs along the north side of the property. Fair Drive here is to the north. Burdine Center property is right over this way. Lakewood Way is right here. So it's on the farther edge. It's very undeveloped. These are all vacant parcels along the right of way. There's a few homes along St. John's Circle, both sides of the street here and there, but it's these properties themselves are just overgrown and undeveloped. So you can see that most of the property is zoned MR3, which is a relatively high intensity multifamily residential zoning designation. There's this one little sliver right here that comes into the middle of everything that's zoned R4. So what we'll be seeking to do is to rezone this little R4 piece to match the rest of it at MR3. And then the C is a condition for a site plan. They probably add a couple of other elements to it, but we'll just be seeking to match that and associate it with the new site plan that y'all will be able to see and give us some feedback on. We would like to try and make this responsive, to the community, and see if there are ways that we can help it fit in over here as much as possible. But again, coming back with a much less intense concept based on initial feedback from for y'all previously. This cul-de-sac right here is it's unutilized. I think these two houses do. The one has street access off of St. John, but this other one does have access off of the circle, so we'll be maintaining that. But the rest of it really is what we'll be looking at for the development concept. So we just wanted to give you all a heads up about it. Here we go. Just in terms of helping you understand exactly where it is, right? Lakewood Heights downtown is here. It's Lakewood Avenue, Selton Park, right? The property is right here, right on the edge, up over here against the connector. So happy to answer any questions, but otherwise, we're in the process of getting an initial concept design done so that we have something to put on the table and get some feedback about. But I think we also wanted to run that poll to see about a preferred date and time. But does anybody have any questions that we can answer?
Marcus, I'm sorry, but I cannot find my hand raise button. I got a whole new configuration as I came on.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, a couple of questions. Hey, Andy, nice to see you. Is this the Fair Street location? Does this give, this parcel of land gives on Fair as well as St. John's? And how large is this acreage?
Part of it, Gloria, it does have signage on Fair Street, I think.
It has just a small nub that touches Fair Street, but because of the creek, it's not really accessible from that side. It's a little over 8 acres total right now.
Okay, 8 acres, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
But it does not abut Fair Street at all?
not really, because while there's a small sliver of it that does touch Fair, because of the creek setbacks, we don't really have access from the Fair Street side.
And how many units are being contemplated? How many housing units at this time?
We'll know more next week. I mean, we're, you know, because of the size, we're probably, well, I think we're working on a more of a conceptual site plan for next week.
Because this,
so Gloria, we don't have an idea yet of how many.
Okay, this isn't the first that we've seen. There was a prior developer, the Ellington, I believe, was the plan. And of course, it was a rental property. But again, some of the issues that arose was getting in and out of St. John's. I believe the creek was an issue, but there being an inability to, I still have, if you'd like, the Ellington plan, but it was really based on rentals, which is what I think the pushback primarily was at that time. But it encompassed, you said 8 acres, it's a substantial amount of time, of land. It's a substantial amount, and the creek itself still poses flooding issues from what I recall. So they're anxious to see what you want to do, particularly since you're saying it's single family, particularly.
It would be an opportunity for the neighborhood and the community, and we think it would hopefully be very responsive to the needs of the community.
And again, to be clear, Gloria, this will be for sale homes, right? Attached single family for sale. That's what we're looking at. Yeah.
Awesome. We've got another question from Trevor's Arbor.
I'm sorry. You just answered my question, Andy. I was going to try to find out if they're going to all be for sale units.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll kick off the poll. And just one thing to note, I believe it was called out in the chat, but looks like there is the one that we got earlier, another planned meeting for the 20th.
Yes.
Although we're submitting the poll, it might be best to just commit to the 21st, that Thursday. But just kind of from an availability standpoint, but I think it might be best, like I said, just to commit to the Thursday.
Okay, thank you.
And I think ANDP has the ability to provide some dinner if y'all come, so come and get it.
Yes.
Come and get it.
That's all right. So as a next step, we will, I'll probably, Marcus, if it's okay to work with you to circulate some type of invitation so we can get a rough count, and we'll try to find other avenues to publicize, if that's okay.
You want to just
hand
over.
And I appreciated, I also appreciated the option of adding it onto someone else's agenda, but we do want to be intentional about, you know, spending time in engaging residential partners. And so we would prefer to just have a conversation. And so this is sort of the focus of the conversation as opposed to us taking too much time out of another meeting, if that's okay.
And the last thing to mention was, Ajani, we are going to do this hybrid. We forgot to mention that.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Jay.
We will have it both in person because we'd love to meet you and be in person and talk. But for those that Zoom is the best option, we'll have that as well.
Awesome. And then the results are overwhelmingly Thursday anyway, so that worked out.
Great. Awesome. Thank you all so much. Appreciate it.
We've got one more question from Kelly.
I missed this, but where is the in-person? If it's in-person, where's the
Burdine, the center. Yes. Well, we have to confirm it, but that is where I've been looking at having it at, if that's okay. And it'll likely be about 7 o'clock, if that's okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Oops. I didn't mean to stop your video, Andy. I meant to remove the screen share. My apologies.
No worries. I think we're done, though, unless anybody else has questions.
I think we are good.
great.
Well, thanks, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Awesome, thanks.
Marcus, quickly, I'm not sure if I was the only one having difficulty getting in. The system required me to do updates. Lieutenant Otiti is saying he's unable to get in based on the login credentials.
Do you mind just resending him the link just to make sure he's got the correct one?
I will, but I wasn't sure if it's mine as well. I was having difficulty getting in initially, but yes, I'll try to.
Awesome. All right, next up, we've got South Atlanta Business Association. Jennifer or Jeff? I'm not sure she had to hop off. I saw that she was placing some stuff in the chat.
I'm here. Hey, everybody. Hi. Hello. I'm Jennifer Omi with Ideal Design, and I'm here to invite all the small business owners located in Lakewood Heights to come to our second business association formation meeting, which will be on Tuesday, November 19th, the first of the many exciting meetings that are being held in the community. So if all of you are new to this, this is our second meeting. This is to form a business association for small independent businesses located in the NPUY communities. And this is so that the business voice can be strengthened and unified to be able to connect with all the great work that the residential associations are doing in the community. This is a separate 501c6 organization, and the goal of these meetings is to find out what business owners need, commercial property owners need, those home-based entrepreneurs, what do you all need to be able to come together and be strengthened and to grow your business together. So everyone is invited. I'm going to put the invite in the chat. It is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Ally on Lakewood. It's in the event space, and everyone's invited. And I'm gonna pop in this survey here. You can fill out this survey, which was what we covered in our first meeting on the 29th of October. This just collects some information. This gets everybody onto the email list so I can make sure that you get our invites. Our email that you can reach out to me is southatlantabiz@gmail.com. And then I'm going to go ahead and get that invite in there for you all. Let's see. Great. So everyone is welcome. Please come and help form your business association to strengthen the business voice of your community. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. I hope to see you all there on the 19th from at 5:30. And we also have will have snacks and refreshments and drinks to make sure that you can really engage. Our last meeting was amazing. We had about 15 business owners come and have a great discussion and learning about what this takes. All right. Our final presentation will happen in January 14th, where we'll invite the whole community. And just reach out to us anytime if you have any questions or like to walk the district with us. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer. And next up, the big ticket item on the agenda tonight, we've got e-board elections that will occur. There's a few housekeeping things that I wanted to share just from our bylaws. First, we'll essentially elect six positions. So chairperson, vice chairperson, secretary, assistant secretary, treasurer, and then parliamentarian. Elections, again, are held every November, and those individuals will serve until the following November meeting. Section 5 of the bylaws state that officers shall be residents of Lakewood Heights and have attended at least 4 meetings within the 12 calendar month period, so over the last 12 rolling months. Section 6 nominations can be taken from the floor. So as we get to each office, we'll open up the floor for nominations. If there requires a vote, we will then create a poll for that vote as well. The winner of the election, again, will be the person that receives the highest number based on eligible members. It does or will require us to go back and validate some of them. So if you guys can, just be honest, if you have come to at least 3 meetings in the last rolling 12 months, and then you are eligible. If you are not, please don't vote. And it will obviously just save us some time as we go through and validate the votes. In the event of a tie, an immediate revote will take place. In the event that a tie still remains, we'll refer to Robert's Rules of Orders and determine a winner from there. Section 8, the term of each office commences immediately upon the certification of the election results by the presiding officer. I will act as the presiding officer for today's meeting. And then it will also need certification by an officer of the NPUY Executive Committee, which will get their support for our next meeting in December to certify the results of the election. Section 14 states that voting for officers shall be made anonymously. So once you submit your vote here via the poll, they will be anonymous. So FYI there. Obviously, as a presiding person, I'll be able to kind of see it and obviously be allowed to validate those that vote. If you are unable to vote via the poll, feel free to either DM me, text, or whatever means you have to submit your vote is acceptable. And then last, for those that can vote again, must be 18 years or older, also have primary residence in Lakewood Heights, and deemed a residential member. If you are a business constituent, also get or is delegated one vote per business. If you are a resident and a business member, each person will still be entitled to one vote as well. And again, requires 3 meetings over the last 12 rolling months to vote. All right, any questions before we get started? All right, the first that we are going to kick off will be for chairpersons. So I will open up the floor for any nominations for chairperson. Oh, this is going to be rough. All right, I'm going to just start making some nominations here. I'm going to nominate Rebecca Robinson. Rebecca, do you accept?
I was trying to stay on as parliamentarian, but if no one else wants to do it, I mean, that sounds terrible. I'm sure I accept.
Awesome. Any other nominations for chairperson? All right. Any objection to having Rebecca be chairperson? I guess we don't need to really vote if there's one person submitted. Just correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Parliamentarian, Rebecca.
It seems, I think we should just set up all of them and do a slate vote if they're all uncontested at once.
Okay, we can do that. Actually, I did not set up the poll that way, so...
Oh, that's fine, then. I think we should probably vote, though.
Cool. All right, I will get this one going. Just to confirm, are there any other nominations? All right, seeing none. I'm gonna launch the poll now. Just a reminder, it will be anonymous. All right, looks like we've got a majority of those in. Thank you. And Rebecca, you are a chairperson.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next up, we've got a vice chairperson. Any nominations for a vice chair?
Jason Brooks, if he'll accept.
We've got one nomination for Jason. Jason, do you accept? Jason, you there?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Yeah, I accept. That's fine.
Awesome. Any other nominations for vice chair? All right. Hearing none. We'll go ahead and submit the poll for vice chair. Poll has launched. All right, awesome. Jason, you are now vice chair. And next up we have secretary. Any nominations for secretary?
Nominate the incumbent, Gloria. Do you accept?
I wanted one of those easy peasy jobs. You have to pay attention and then you have to produce a product at the end. So how about assistant secretary? Let us get a secretary. That way I can kind of pitch in when the secretary isn't available.
How about Kelly? Petty?
Hey, Kelly, do you accept?
Unfortunately, I don't because I do enough writing with work. So I'm just going back book or taking notes, but I hope someone else can take it.
Cool.
How about Kirsten?
Esther Vims.
Yeah. Kirsten, do you accept?
Sure.
Love it. And the enthusiasm. cool. So we've got Secretary Kirsten. Let me get the poll going. Any other nominations? All right, 1 second. Let me get this one going. Poll is launched. Awesome. So Kirsten is secretary. Next up, we've got assistant secretary. Sounds like we previously had one nomination for Gloria. Gloria, do you accept assistant secretary?
Yeah. That's one you can coast with and also do a little work with if needed.
That is not the goal. That is not the goal, ladies and gentlemen.
Having that deadline on you is like all the other deadlines.
Understood. All right. Any other recommendations for assistant secretary?
Heather. I'd like to nominate Heather.
Yeah, we've got another nomination.
Thank you.
Decline noted. All right. Any other nominations? All right. Hearing none, and getting the poll set up. Poll is launched. Ending. And congratulations, Gloria, you are assistant secretary.
Marcus, I'm sorry, I just have to say this. This mean-spirited stuff really needs to stop. I work very hard for this organization, and I have for a very long time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Well, okay. No, but I think if that kind of stuff comes across the screen...
During elections, we should stay with elections.
Well, no, but you did not. You did.
So, Gloria, I'm not recognizing that at this time. Let me just get through the point of business here. Next up, we've got Treasurer. Any recommendations or any for Treasurer?
I nominate Travis.
Travis, do you accept?
I appreciate the nomination, but no, I can't run at this time. Thank you.
Of course. Any other recommendations or nominations, excuse me?
How about Nicholas?
I was going there next. Nick, do you accept?
Oh, Heather has her hand raised.
I'd like to nominate Andres.
So we got one nomination for Nicholas and then one nomination for Andreas. If you guys could just let me know if you accept the nomination, Nick and Andreas.
I accept. Looks like Nick doesn't have a mic and he declined in chat.
Oh, okay, cool. Perfect. Thanks for letting me know. All right, so Andreas, let me set up the poll. Just one last request. Any other nominations? Awesome. All right, poll has been launched. Andreas, congratulations. You are a treasurer. And we've got one last one up. Parliamentarian. Any nominations for Parliamentarian?
I nominate Heather.
I decline.
Reginald White.
One nomination for Reginald White. Do you accept?
Thank you for the nomination, but I'm brand new to the neighborhood, so I'm just trying to get my feet wet, understand what, you know, the lay of the land. So I'll pass at this time. Thank you so much, though.
Thank you. Any other nominations for Parliamentarian?
How about Miss Hughley? She's here very regularly.
Hughley.
Verna?
Oh, I see her. Verna Hughley.
Add to the clan on this one.
Fair enough. All right, I'm going to try one more, too, here. Paula. I nominate Paula. Paula, are you there? Do you accept?
I'm here.
For our watch.
Will you accept the role of parliamentarian?
I'm sorry, I do have to decline.
Okay.
How about Nick again? How
about Nick? I was like, got 13.
Would you be interested in the role of parliamentarian? I know he said he wasn't on mic. Okay, I see the note there now. All right, we'll keep the floor open for another minute if there are any other nominations for parliamentarian.
How about Bailey?
Bailey Vaughn. You've been nominated. Okay, Bailey declined as well. I'm going to try nominating Arbery, Miss Foster. Would you be interested?
Aubrey's actually not on the call. I can ask her, but I don't think she's going to run.
Got it. And then just do me a huge favor, Travis. If you guys are both not on, just adjust the name just so it's not included in attendance purposes.
Okay.
All right. Hearing none, we'll have, I guess, at least one open position for...
Hey, I nominate Marcus.
Oh.
Do you accept?
I can't. I do not. Thank you. Thank you.
Marcus.
And Tish, what about you?
Tish, we got a nomination for a parliamentarian. Do you accept? Not sure she's on mic.
I appreciate the nomination, but I cannot. Thank you.
All right. Well, overall, I think a pretty solid board to kick us off into the next year. Obviously, quite a bit that's happening for the neighborhood as we shift into 2025. So truly want to thank those that volunteered tonight to dedicate their time to continuing supporting us as neighbors and investing the time to make the neighborhood a better place for us all. It's been a fun year. Super excited, and thanks to those that served on the current board. I know while it was a ton of work and required to pull us out of our personal lives, I really appreciate the time and dedication overall. So, nonetheless, we will officially hand off to the new board as we shift into December. But yeah, thank you all for your time, and then we'll officiate the votes in next meeting. And then congratulations again to those elected tonight.
All right, Marcus, thanks. So like I said, I got a new system and I really don't see the hand raise button, but I still want to address that issue and I want to do it at an appropriate moment.
But I just don't know if this is the venue to do so, Gloria.
But it's a parliamentarian issue where certain behaviors should be precluded. I mean, it's a parliamentarian issue, whether it's in the chat or whether otherwise, because we want to all exist in a kind of spirit of you know, not demeaning each other. That's what I'm saying to you. That, I mean, I don't know if you saw what popped up, but it was just simply, it simply does not impute my behavior at all. I mean, if anyone knows me, that it's been a labor of love. And so that's what I'm saying, but I just think it's a parliamentarian issue to circumvent that kind of publication, period. There you are. That's it.
Okay. In addition to that, we still have the attendance tracker that's available for public view as well. If you have not filled out this membership form previously, the ask is to do so. Whoa, what is this? That wasn't supposed to be there. This will allow us to just verify each person that's voting or in the meetings as a resident and or a business constituent. But if you have not filled this out before, please just take the time to do so. This will also get you added to our email distribution list and things of that nature. All right, that being said, I'll open it up for any announcements. Kelly.
Just a reminder that Unity Day is Sunday, December 15th at the Y. So we hope that all of Lakewood Heights will come out and enjoy. It's a celebration of arts and culture within the neighborhood, so definitely mark your calendars. I will drop in the chat the link to RSVP, and so we hope to see you all there. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Oops, looks like I made a mistake and DM'd somebody that link. My apologies. Let me repost this. There it is. Thanks, Carissa. And thank you for joining, Carissa. So Carissa is one of my neighbors on Adair, but super excited to have you join us.
I'm excited to be here. It's been a while.
Marcus, Otiti could not get in with whatever link, whatever. I know, as I said today, when I signed on, it required updating, and my screen and everything is very different. But he did try, and I think I sent his number to a couple of people asking if they could send him the link, but I don't think he made it on.
Okay. I think Zoom just required an update. If you don't use it too often, it can kind of get missed, but that probably explained the user interface difference, too. But if you can, we can have them submit it via email, and then we can add it to the notes.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. All right. I think that is all. Looks like there's one hand raised. Kelly, sorry. Or is that the same hand from earlier?
That was the same hand from earlier, but I just dropped the link in for Unity Day if everybody want to catch it before we log off.
Perfect. All right, with that being said, we'll go ahead and have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Awesome, so moved. All right, thank you guys. Have a wonderful night and see you guys soon.
Okay, thanks, Marcus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.